us in this world. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah devotes great length to Olam Haba, which he considered to be the ultimate reward, and Yemosu Mashiach. He does not mention resurrection of the dead. And he was accused by his detractors of denying physical resurrection. Now, it's interesting. He does mention physical resurrection as his 13th principle of faith, but he only gives like 1.5 lines to it. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about this, the Rambam had an awful lot of trouble with the idea of physical resurrection. Because, you know, the Rambam's big thing as a great rationalist philosopher was that the body, the Rambam more or less denigrates the body. You know, even that idea that the sense of touch is the most repulsive because it is so physical. And the Rambam glorified the intellect, the mind, even his description of Olam Haba. The Rambam describes Olam Haba as this ability to engage in contemplation of God 24 hours a day with nothing else. No body, you know, like unlike the Islamic view that you're surrounded with food and all the 800, you know, wives and this and that, all of these things. The Rambam says, no, no eating, no drinking, divine contemplation. So the Rambam had a problem. Gee, what could be better than that? Why bother to take that soul and put it back into the body if the greatest thing you can do is escape that body? And the truth is, if you look at the Rambam has a radically revised understanding of Tchiyas HaNesem, in which he says the following. This is a rare situation where the Rambam is the only one that says this, and he's rejected by everybody else. He says, you know, Tchiyas HaNesem is going to be a one-shot miracle that God's going to do to show his power over the universe. And then they're going to die again, and then they'll be Olam Haba. So he does not view Tchiyas HaNesem as the ultimate, because based on his conceptualization, it's not the ultimate. He says, God's going to do it once, so we'll know what God can do. Then they'll die again, and the ultimate reward for goodness is the world of the soul. However, I have to say that the Rambam's view of Tchiyas HaNesem, number one, makes it very difficult to understand why on earth is it a principle of faith. I mean, we don't say in an Imamin, for example, I believe in the splitting of the Red Sea. In other words, it's not an ultimate thing, it just happened. But, as I say, everyone else understands Tchiyas HaNesem as an ultimate fulfillment of what Mashiach is about. So there are two very, very different views of Tchiyas HaNesem. Mashiach will be a king, of course. He'll be the king of Israel. That's exactly why he's called Mashiach. The anointed one is the term we use for a melech. He will be a melech, he will be a shofet, he will be a teacher. But vis-a-vis the world, he will not be a conqueror. The world will come for spiritual values, not for political leadership.
So there won't be the monarchy and the...
He will be a monarch, but he will not be a conqueror.
Not two...
Two kingdoms?
No, two lines coming down, the monarchy and the...
The spiritual leadership? No, it'll be united. He will be the God, he will be the spiritual leader of the generation.
All the world, people of the world are going to conserve, right?
That's correct. Although there is a chazal that say God will have to drag us there to Israel. There is a chazal that says that just like in Ezra's time, many Jews did not want to go, so too many Jews won't even want to go then.
Wow.
Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, which literally means the beloved land, but it could also mean the land of the deer. And the Gemara gives an example. A deer's hide is very, very tough. And once you skin a deer, the hide seems to be too small for the animal. And yet, miraculously, when it's on the animal, it stretches. Eretz Yisrael stretches to accommodate the Jews that live there.
Borders are much greater from the Amish than they are for anything.
Yeah. So let's say you go from the Euphrates
right.
to the Nile.
Right.
Well, that degree of conquest, but you know, either conquest or they'll give it to us. A love goyim yidroshu, but we're not talking about any world domination.
Yeah.